Brower. The time in Chicago, 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here he is with music on records, Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. And once again, doggone it all, I'm glad you obeyed the rules yesterday, and I'm just as happy as I can be because the Memorial Day yesterday saw the smallest tragic toll of death on the highways ever since they've been keeping the records. And I think that's wonderful. It means that all of you Americans behaved yourself like real honest-to-goodness good citizens over this swell holiday. We hope it was a pleasant one for you. Now we're back into the workaday world on this Friday, the last day of the great month of May. And I presume that June is going to be even nicer for you, whoever you are and wherever you are. And that goes double in spades when it comes to Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You know, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint, the fine folk who give you such a swell product, hope that you now have a pleasant two-day weekend coming up. Boy, it doesn't seem like we Americans work too much anymore, does it? Holiday, day to work, two more days off, and that's good for all of us. Well, let's begin by playing some music today, and we're going to devote our attention entirely to the records and not have an interview today with a guest. But we've selected three new ones, and they're fine records. I think you'll enjoy them. Here's one by Dinah Shore, one of the great favorites around the country. Dinah sings a rather old song because Eddie Arnold did this almost a year ago, and it was a substantial hit. Now Dinah's up with it, a thing called Cattle Call. That's one of the real nice, gracious ladies of music, a young lady by the name of Miss Dinah Shore, who has proven that you can have marriage and a career and motherhood all at the same time and do a great job at all. Dinah Shore, a real and particular favorite of ours, with her new Victor recording, a thing called The Cattle Call. Let me join with the makers, the folks who make Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, to invite you to five invitations to deep down good pleasure. That's one pack of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Because inside, when you tear off the little red strip that keeps the tab together on the top, you'll see five sticks of Wrigley Spearmint. Each one of those is definitely fine entertainment, fine pleasure, fine relaxation. Because always the makers of Wrigley Spearmint remember flavor. And that's what you get when you buy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. So why don't you have the five invitations to pleasure in your pocket always? But don't keep it there too long without opening it up and starting to enjoy it, because it's a swell product that makes the days just sort of move along with a nice light air of spring. And you like the flavor. You like Wrigley Spearmint between meals and after meals. Between meals because it never spoils your appetite, and yet it satisfies the craving. And after meals because it aids digestion, keeps your teeth clean and attractive, your breath always sweet. Why don't you have the 5 invitations to pleasure in your pocket today? That's Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some and enjoy it over the weekend. I think one of the artists who has been a foremost exponent in the world of rock and roll music is a fellow by the name of Fats Domino, who's carved for himself a rather enviable record of having 6 consecutive hit records in a row. Fats Domino is the young boy who, without any education of formal level whatsoever, started down in New Orleans, his home and birthplace. Since then, of course, he has achieved greatness in the world of recorded music. Fats Domino, who seemed to defy the old supposition or belief that you had to have a lot of education in music, proved that you could do it if you have a great musical talent inbred and a great musical ear. Here is Fats Domino's newest. It's an Imperial record called The Valley of Tears.
I want you to take me where I belong, where hearts has been broken with a kiss and a song. Spend the rest of my days without any care. Everyone understand me in the valley of tears. Has been spoken so sweet and low, but my mind is made up. Love has got to go. Spend the rest of my days without any care.
That's The Valley of Tears, a new record in a very plaintive, haunting melody in the styling of Fats Domino on an Imperial. You probably recall that it was Fats that revived a lot of enthusiasm for Blueberry Hill a year and a half ago, and that was apparently the record that put Mr. Domino on the right track into the popularity of the American people's hearts and pocketbooks, because they certainly have bought his records in copious quantities. Now, as we said before, it's either 6 or 7 consecutive smash hits in a row, and Fats Domino has established himself as one of the top talents of our time. I wonder if you recall, I think it was about 3 or 4 months ago, we had a fine young performer on by the name of Johnny Mathis. At that time, when we talked to Johnny, he introduced a new record on a Columbia to us and to you on the Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum Network for Columbia, for CBS, and it was called It's Not For Me to Say. When we played Johnny's version, we felt sincerely that it was going to be a hit. And yet, it proved us to be completely wrong, because nothing happened. And yet now, 3 or 4 months later, all of a sudden the song does become a hit. So today, while Johnny Mathis, I think, probably has the largest seller of the 2 versions of the song, it is a pretty song. We'd like to expose it again with another artist. This is a young lady by the name of Jane Morgan. You have met her on this show a couple of times. The young New York girl who went over to Europe to become a great star, and then, having established her name there, returned to her first love, this native land of hers. She has just concluded a most successful run in the Ziegfeld Follies in New York City. Now she's working one of the bright and big hotel spots in Miami Beach. And she has covered this Johnny Mathis tune that is so very, very pretty. It was written by a fellow named Bob Allen, and an assistant in collaboration was Johnny Stillman. But Bob Allen is the boy who wrote most of the 4 Voices tunes, and also the 4 Lads on Columbia. You probably remember Moments to Remember and Know Not Much in songs of that idiom of music. So Bob has established himself as a creditable writer, more than creditable. Now here is his newest song, now done by Jane Morgan, called It's Not For Me to Say.
Mm-hmm. As far as I can see, this is heaven, and speaking just for me, it's ours to share.
Gee, that's a pretty thing. There's a perfectly wonderful and delightful saxophone solo right after the release of this song, or in the release, that I thought maybe you might enjoy listening to it again. It only runs about 6 bars, and then she finishes up with the second half chorus. So if you don't mind, let's listen to the sax solo. I wish I could give credit to the young man who did it, because he does a fantastic job blowing the horn on this as a background accompaniment to Jane Morgan, It's Not For Me to Say. That's a pretty thing. It's Not For Me to Say, a cap record by Jane Morgan. I think Lou Weir did a great job cueing that in for us, too, on that second chorus. And I also want to thank Lou for fixing us some clam chowder today that we're all going to have for lunch here. Lou, on behalf of all the group for Wrigley Spearmint, we thank you. Remember to get this product that brings so much pleasure into the American home, will you? Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You enjoy it over the weekend. I know that you will. Now, while we enjoy Lou Weir's fine cooking, this is Howard Miller from Chicago. Thanks, and goodbye for now. Have a real pleasant weekend. Here's Joe Foss. Have some soup, Joe.
Be sure to join Howard Monday at this same time when his guest will be a little Scotch lassie named Nancy Whiskey on the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago. CMGM's comedy romance about the school teacher and the mobsters. This Could Be the Night. Don't miss Gene Simmons, Paul Douglas, Anthony Franciosa, singing star Julie Wilson, and Ray Anthony and his orchestra in This Could Be the Night in CinemaScope, now playing at the Loop Theater. Serves 2 full glasses.